this started off like very like lots of like comedy and joking around and like roasting each other, but now we're just like all
No,
crying
it's
and
crazy. I feel like we should like braid each other's hair now. Like, I'm like, whoa.
So welcome back everyone to the I Get podcast. It is yet another episode. This is Josh, and we have our resident sick person.
It's me, it's Lita, hi.
And we also have...
Hi, I'm Mona. Oh my god, you know like those people who work like really horrible jobs and they have to like show up, like people at the MVD, like I just imagine them being like Josh, where it's like, I gotta go to work today. Okay, like hi, welcome to the MVD. Like literally Josh is so discouraged and then he just perked up. How's work treating you, man? Are you okay? Anywho, I was just gonna say Lena's sick, but like I guess you can expect this from her like every 2 months, because apparently she gets sick like once every 2 months, and it has been approximately, no, it hasn't been 2 months since we started Aigu. How long has it been?
It's been more than 2 months. It's been about 3 months now, because this is
episode
13
almost,
or 14 now.
It's almost 2 months.
Oh my god. And the lack of reviews that we're getting in the Apple podcast store. We know y'all are listening. Just take the time to go and write a review. It's been 3 months. Come on. Why are you lingering? So anyways, what are we doing in this studio today?
We're gonna do friendship tag. I didn't know what this was until Mona introduced it like 20 minutes ago. So how about you give us another recap for everyone who might be listening and not know what this is?
Yeah, so I think it started on like YouTube like circa 2015, when like people had like boyfriends, unrelatable content, but like people would bring their like boyfriends or whatever on their channel and be like, we're doing the boyfriend tag, and it's like just them asking, like it's like that person talking to their significant other that they brought on screen and like answering all these questions, so like you as a viewer find out like how they met and all this stuff. And I'm pretty sure the friend tag was developed like out of the boyfriend tag, since a lot of people were like, we can't relate, we can't do the boyfriend tag, so let's do the friend tag. And then they bring on their friends and you like learn about them, and it's basically just like a way for like, there's people that you know on screen or whatever, but then you get to know them and their friends through like a series of questions that they ask. So I thought it'd be cool to do that, because we talk a lot on this podcast, but you may not know some like interesting facts about all of us. We may not know that about each other. Hopefully some like tea comes up. So yeah, that's what we're gonna do today. Well, the first question is, how do we meet? And we already answered that sort of in the last episode, so if you haven't heard it, go listen
episode.
To it in every episode. Yes. Yeah, we already mentioned that in episode trailer through 13, so like if you haven't listened to that, please go do that. Can we answer number 3? Should we just skip to 4? Like favorite inside joke and how it happened. Do we have any inside jokes? I can't think of any.
I'm gonna be real. Maybe we're not good enough of friends to have these moments.
Tea.
Really hurtful to say, because I want to be y'all's best friends, but I feel like we're not there yet. But maybe these questions will spur that on.
I think we're on question 3 and we're already being like drifting apart.
Wait, I was starting a bit and it became more and more genuine. It was
Wait,
a comedic
no, we're friends.
Are we genuinely
said, like,
not
I,
friends?
Are we DTRing right now over this podcast? Wait.
Oh my god.
I think we should move on. Let's have this conversation another time.
Yeah, let's have this conversation. I'm sorry, guys. Anywho. Favorite inside joke. There's gotta be inside joke. Okay. Guys, we have, okay, favorite inside joke and how it happened. Come on, we have tons. We're good friends. We might be best friends. We'll determine that at another point off the record. like Josh saying eyes, that's an inside joke.
I thought you started that.
Did I start that? I started it, but then you took it and ran. So now I think it's yours. Oh,
I just thought it was so funny. So for everyone, you know how there's the like eye emoji where it's the two eyes and it's like looking sideways and it's like shifty eyes? It's like that. But then I think on Slack, instead of like looking for it, you can just use colon, the name
eyes,
of an emoji,
colon.
And colon. So you can do colon, eyes, colon, and it'll come up with the emoji.
Yeah, do you not, because
oh,
like, you know, in Zoom
started.
Chats and stuff, or like sometimes when you're texting your laptop, you can't find the emoji, so like you'll just type it out. That's where it started. Did you just think we were writing colon eyes colon?
Oh, okay. No, because you started it, and then Josh did it so much. Like, if you go through our text history, like, every single text I sent to Josh, like, he replies with colon eyes colon, and I was like, what the hell is this? So I texted him one day, and I was like, why did you do that? And
colon
he
eyes colon.
That's the explanation.
Yeah, it's like, if you search eyes in my iMessage, it's like 59 matches, Josh Park, and I'm like... Or maybe it's mutual.
So oh my god. Yeah, like he said, he really did run with it. Like he was out the door.
It's just slang. It's a new verbiage. Yeah, well, okay, I guess that was my favorite inside joke and how it happened, but like Lena, do you have one that's separate?
I don't know, man. I think it's like
we definitely have inside jokes.
Inherently strange activity.
Yeah, it's like they just happen when they happen. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like, you don't remember them until they come up again. Yeah.
Well, hopefully it'll come up later in the conversation. It's got to. You Anywho.
It's like when they ask for, like, capital cities that don't have the letter A, and you can only think up...
Maybe we'll remember
of
one.
...capital cities with the letter A.
Wait, what? Wait, that was... What?
No, I know, but it's,
I can,
like,
Helsinki.
The, like, psychological trick.
That's one, doesn't
it? If you, like, tell someone not to think of something, you, like, can only think of it.
Really? Wait.
Josh,
I know.
City.
That's not the point.
Oh,
no. It was a fine, like, that's a psychological phenomenon, but saying capital cities is, like, not the way to go. Like, I feel like no one is ever, like, mining for the capital cities that don't start with
the
letter A.
Have you seen, like, memes of this?
No. We're not in the same meme circles, and I'm really concerned that you're subjecting yourself to see memes about, like, capital cities that start with the letter A, Josh.
I mean, it's not funny, but...
Josh backtracking. It's not
it's
funny.
Such a Josh thing. Of course you've got
anyways.
Geographically related.
Anyways. Okay. Lena, do you want to ask the next question?
Type of person you think the other one will marry. Oh, and how they'll meet them.
Yeah, since Josh needs time to think, we can start by talking about Josh. Also, by the way, Josh, you better invite us to your wedding, especially the one that we're about to plan for you right now. Lena, what kind of person do you think Josh will marry?
Wait, I have a thought.
Oh, I don't like
that. That was so creepy. Wait, I don't like sick Lena's laugh.
I don't know why when I think of Josh marrying someone, I just think of...
Oh, what?
Another version of Josh. Like, I think of
so it's just like
duplicated. I'm so sorry. Josh.
Mitosis.
That's all I can
at least
picture.
We know which phase they
I just
line
see,
up in now, though.
No, I literally see you going through mitosis. I just see, like, someone with the exact same, like, glasses, like, weird accent, like, same, like, physical body. Like, I just, like,
that's
all
freaky.
That's all I can imagine, and it seems like pretty perfect to me.
Okay, so Josh, if you ever find your significant other like this, please try the 23andMe DNA test first, so we know we're not committing crimes. Incest is not wincest. But secondly,
you know what I mean? Like, can't you see him with just,
well, okay,
like,
we don't have to talk about the physical appearance of Josh's future wife. You can talk about the personality. But you know what? I kind of feel like.
Wait, and, like, one thing that I can think of, sorry, this is, like, the way they talk to each other, like, I just feel like Josh would be like, I think the weather is pretty nice today, and the other one is like, yes, I concur.
I fully disagree with this, Lena, just because we've had substantial conversation with Josh. I feel like that's the conversation Josh has, with, like, would have with someone he hates, or someone who's, like, 85.
Interesting.
I need to think on this. You know what's weird? I like, I can picture Josh with kids because I feel like he has dad energy, but for some reason I can't picture like who the other person is. So like that's where I'm like, oh, mitosis. Like he would fully just and then have a kid. No, Josh, we're kidding. We can think of someone. Okay, Lena, personality traits. Hannah did this last time. What did Hannah say?
Hannah said someone wild, right? Like someone
wild,
completely opposite.
Like ABG at rave vibes, like wild. Josh. I don't see that kind of person.
Oh my god. No, I think Hannah was talking about someone
like
slightly,
crazy?
Slightly unhinged.
Oh my god.
Like, just a little.
Wait, would Josh have like a seriously psychotic controlling
Oh my god.
Like,
that's so scary.
Like that level of unhinged?
Maybe. I mean, I don't see it, but I can see why Hannah said she could see it.
I don't see someone like
we can move on.
I don't know. I don't know if I. No, no, no. This is a good question.
Is this making you uncomfortable, Joshua? I can see the uncomfortability, like, on your face.
No, not in the interest of time. We can cut it if it's in the interest of time. I genuinely want answers to the... Okay, okay, on a real note, I think she's going to have to be smart because Josh was like, I hate incompetent people.
Wait, for context. For context.
For context.
Oh, so we're watching, what's it called? Boys Over Flowers at the moment. And the main female protagonist is
drama.
An epitome of incompetence. It's...
Josh said she's thick,
she's dumb.
Yeah, she's dead. Like, it's just like, she's so frustrating. Okay, I know what it is. I think Josh's future significant other is gonna have to be, like, funny, but in, like, a low-key way. Because Josh is, like, low-key, like, super funny. And, like, there's, like, aspects of his humor that is, like, kind of posh. Like, sometimes, like, I'll courtesy laugh because I'm like, I do not have the historical context to understand this joke. Like, I do not know enough capital cities to understand this joke. But, like, someone where, like, Josh will say, like the joke that he just referenced, and we were like, what? And they'll be like, oh my god, I saw that exact same meme. Like, word.
So what we're trying to say is, like, Josh will be with someone who's not funny.
What?
Because that joke wasn't funny.
I can't help you. I can't help you anymore, Josh. She's just...
I enjoyed this so much. No, but wait. The fact, what you just said reminded me. So, like, obviously we had, I don't know when it'll come out. Maybe it'll come out after this, but we had Chloe on as a guest last time, and I was debriefing with Chloe afterwards. And she was saying, like, Josh is, like, look, he kind of mean.
What?
And we were like, you know what? You know
what did I say?
Like, it's like sneaky elements, like the little jabs he'll get in that are like kind of under his breath. But like when I'm editing the episode, I'll go back and I'll hear it and I'll be like, that little bitch, he took a jab at me.
No, Lena, I brought this up. I literally mentioned this, how Josh is like the most polite way of shutting people down. Okay, I don't know the type of girl that Josh will marry, but I do know that he will probably be very, very good at like shutting potential like wives down. Like,
I apologize,
like,
if I heard you.
Okay,
and Chloe, you too. Like, I know you're listening.
Chloe, you too. We're just digging ourselves into it. Okay, well, do we want to move on to how Josh will meet this person, or should we just move on to, like, Josh, have you had enough time to think about how Lena will meet?
Oh, God. I mean, they're going to meet in, like, line at the bank or something. Like, I'm just continuing my mitosis of Josh theory. Like, they're just going to be doing something
super boring.
What
does Josh hang out at the bank?
I can just see him at a bank.
I have this very vivid memory of going to the bank when I was, like, 8 years old. But the thing was, there was, like,
maybe she was there.
Like a bird's nest inside one of the lights, and I thought that was very cool. And I just have this like very vivid memory of being like 8 years old, like running to the bank.
Okay, so he's gonna go. So what we're hearing is he's gonna go to the bank again, see the same bird's nest, but the bird's nest in this K-drama of Josh's life will be like a metaphor for like time and like things moving forward. The birds will have like kids. Lena, stay with me. So he's gonna go to the same bank and he's gonna be like, oh my god, that's so odd. Like, I saw that bird's nest like 8 years ago, but it seems like the birds have had kids now. And then this other girl is gonna come and be like, oh my god, I also saw that nest 8 years ago.
Wow.
Were you? Is this? Did we cross paths? and it's gonna be like, oh my god, they like, because Josh's meet cute was the fate, so it's gonna be
like
oh my god, we actually crossed paths at the same bird's nest, and then it's
and
gonna be
flashback.
Like nested in time is the name of the K-drama.
Flashback, nested in time.
And then there's gonna be a flashback, and the flashback is like, okay, so she's like backstory, so she's like secretly really really poor, and she's at the bank because she went bankrupt, but seeing the bird's nest that day is what had like spurred her to have like a newfound like, you know, verve for life, like seeing something so simple as like birds living. And she's like, you know, why can't humans just do this? My family's but also like my family's broke as heck. And then she'll be like, you know, I also saw this man that day, and
like IU OST starts
playing. IU OST. and then Josh becomes famous and is able to bring IU to his wedding, and thus full circle, IU OST in the flashback, IU OST in the flesh at the wedding. And I just answered questions 3, 4, 5, and 6 of who you're gonna marry, how you're gonna meet that, and what your wedding will be like. Next person, Lena. Josh, what kind of person will Lena marry?
I think someone who is okay with getting, like, who's, like, fairly obedient. And I mean, like,
yeah.
Even in a good way.
No,
I think she's very, like,
sounds,
dominant.
Like, yeah. Yes. Oh, my
and, like,
God.
Need to be, like, whipped.
Oh, my God!
I
like,
no,
these words from Josh.
Not, like, physically. I mean, like, No.
Anywho, no, I kind of vibe with that. I feel like he'd have to be okay with the jabs. Because Lena's, like, mean. Like, she roasts people. Like, Josh is mean, but it's like, ow. Like, Josh is like, it's like, dang, like, were you insulting me or were you trying to help me? Like, I don't understand. Like, that's how Josh's roasting is. It's like, were you insulting my intelligence or were you, like, trying to help me? But Lena is, like, she's just outright mean. So he's got to be able to, like, push back a little bit. Mm-hmm. But he's got to know his place. Mm-hmm. Lena looks so offended right now. Do you really think you were going to marry some, like, flower boy, Lena?
No, I think that's gross. Okay, you guys. Okay, I gotta watch my words.
Maybe we just don't know each other.
Yeah.
I should have thought about these questions more. Maybe I don't do that. I'll have to keep thinking.
Like, I hate the idea of me being with, like, someone submissive. I hate that.
No, that's why we're saying that you're not good. That's why we said you're not good. Like, he has to be because you won't be.
She doesn't want to be.
That's what we just said.
No.
Oh.
No, like, I don't... What?
Wait, we're not. Oh wait, we're not saying someone's submissive as in like, oh, he's a yes man, you know, like, will you do this for me? Yeah, like, no, not a yes man, not a doormat. I'm not saying a doormat. Oh, I don't know what Josh is saying, but I'm saying it's like, oh, you 100% meant a doormat.
I see, like, what doormat. Josh was saying. I hate it.
No, the doormat is too boring for Lena. I'm saying someone who can push back, someone who won't just let her. Like, if Lena's like, you're ugly, like, the doormat would let her walk all over them. But the guy I'm talking about is going to be like, you're ugly, like, ugly starts with you. And then it's going to be like cute, like, enemy banter. And, you know, like, he's going to push back a little bit. But at the end of the day, he's going to know that she's always right. That's what I'm saying. Josh, you think Lena's going to be with a doormat?
Oh my god. Okay, so clearly, like, Mona's my only real friend, though.
Okay, no,
Josh, you need to check yourself before you wreck yourself.
I feel like, no, the person I'm explaining would also be able to handle her, but in a way that's, like...
You push back.
Like, the same energy. Yeah, she would get over a doormat so fast because there's no sparks, there's no chemistry. She loves the tension. It's like, one second I hate you, but the next second we're in love. Like, what is this? We're the stacks of wine.
Stacks of wine.
Okay. Oh my god, Myrna.
No,
Callback joke. Josh, I can't believe you think that of Lena. Oh, wait, now I don't want to hear what he says about me.
I didn't say anything when you guys flamed me.
Oh, true.
Anyways. I think for Myrna.
Anyways.
Via marriage pact.
Via marriage pact.
Ooh.
It'll be like, I mean, like, you joke about this all the time.
Yeah, I know. Listeners, if you want to make a pact with me, I'm on like single by 26 right now. Like, come on, let's go.
I think Myrna will definitely be like someone who's her best friend before, you know, anything happens. Like someone she, like, just, like, really gets along with, and they have, like, a lot of, you know, late nights together, and, like, they just, like, really understand each other and, like, respect each other, and then it just, like, turns into something more
eventually. So this means I have to work to find a friend, and then I have to work to find, oh my god.
Yes, you need friends.
It's like, literally so easy for the people who just have the random meet cute, like Josh at the freaking bank, because it's like, oh, like, oh, I wasn't looking for love, and it's like, I was at the bank. But it's like, do you know how hard it is to make friends? And then do you know how hard it is to, like, ugh.
But I reckon that's 100% you. And this is coming from a sincere place.
Josh, what kind of person do you think he'll be? Because you just said me. I want to know. Lena was doormat. Come on, Josh. Give it to me straight.
Why is it marriage pact?
Yeah, but, like, what kind of person is he going to be? Because that's just how we're going to meet. But you have to answer, like, what kind of person.
Well, I guess, like, in order to have a marriage pact, like, you got to be, like, really good friends. Or, like, very impulsive. Or both.
Or variable, one of the two. Yeah, drunk at nine in Vegas. Okay, let's go.
But it's okay.
I'm just upset because I extended a marriage pact to Josh last episode. I extended one to Josh, Lena, and Chloe, and Josh turned me down. Thank you. I'll take the rejection, man. I understand. Clear rejection.
I don't have enough commitment for rejection.
This is what I'm saying with Josh. I definitely know that someone's gonna confess his love for him. Probably already has. And I'll be like, he'll just say something. And she'll be like, was I rejected? But, like, it's very clear. Like, it'll be very polite. Like, because, anyways. Sorry, I just saw the connections. Anywho, shall we move on to the next question? Wait,
then it's, like, my next question. Like, if you woke up one day and, like, you met yourself,
ew,
like, what would you do?
Oh,
If they were a girl,
this is just the king.
No, but another K drama. Wait, but are they, yeah, are they like, are they the opposite gender and are we attracted to them? Or are they like, are the same gender?
No, it's you. It's you. Oh,
I literally hate that.
I would kill her. Oh my god. They can only be, no, you guys, you know, like in the Clone Wars, like you gotta make the first
this
move.
This is just the king.
Oh my god, I did if not watch I the Clone Wars. If
I met a clone of myself, I would kill it.
But it's not the king because it's not you who went back in time, it's just someone who's exactly like, there's already this girl that like everyone is like, oh, I hope no one knows who I'm talking about, but they probably do. But there's this girl, like, from the first day of sophomore year, she's a freshman, so, like, she's a year in your guys' year, but from the first day, everyone's like, oh my god, you guys are literally exactly the same. She's, like, also really interesting, like, you guys are just, like, similar. It's, like, crazy. And then, like, people walk up and be like, oh my god, like, are you here? It's, like, I've never seen them in the same room together, and I hate that. I just literally hate it. And also, she got Adams, and I was just like, of all the houses you could have gotten, you didn't have to, because it's, like, like, I just hate that, because it's like, I want to believe that I'm like a unique individual, so whenever someone's like, you're exactly the same, I'm like, oh, I'm not original, like, personality was all I had and you found someone just like me, like, I swear to god, like, why would you do this to me? So yeah, I would literally move away from them to establish a name for myself outside of them. What wow. about you, Josh?
I'm kind of concerned
about who.
Mostly Lena. I'm still hung up on the I would kill her immediately. Gonna make the first move.
Honestly, we just move on past these things. we just worry about Lena, like, in the aftermath.
I mean, there's, like, variations of this in real life. Like for instance...
Like the girl.
For instance, back when I was in high school, my email was joshuapark21, because there were already, like, 20 other Joshes, like, Josh Park. His emails had already been taken.
No, but this is, like, your exact same personality existing in the exact same space.
I mean,
there's,
like, variations of it. And also, like, a different variation is, like, if you Google my name, it doesn't, like, come up with any person.
Wait, it's not just your name, bro.
It comes up with, like, Joshua Tree National Park. Which is great for anonymity.
Wait, this is not the same thing. This is not the same thing. Okay, let's just... No. The similar thing is, like, okay, let's say someone named Brian Kim showed up, and he was your exact, like, height... Like, also did all the activities you were doing. Like, this is the thing. Like, he did bait. Like, he did all the things. Okay, so this Brian Kim, I don't know if you get the prompt, Josh, but it's like, this Brian Kim is like, you know, like, you met him in debate, and you were like, oh, like, we have so much in common, and it's like, okay, you see each other in debate, but then you, like, head to Annenberg, and he's sitting with all your friends, and it's like, oh my god, like, is you friends with the people I'm friends with? And then someone walks up to you and they're like, oh my god, Josh, do you know Brian? You guys are literally so similar. Like, he's also, like, from Australia. It's, like, crazy.
See, this is what I mean. Kill the clone.
Like, how would you feel about someone who's exactly like you, is what Lena is saying. Like, if it was a clone of you, your personality, not just your name. Like, don't the name, Josh. His name's Brian Kim, but he's, like, you. Come on, let go.
I think I'd, like, try to find something that, you know, makes me unique. And it's, like, different. Even it's, like a small thing. And capitalize on that as much as possible.
Kill the clone!
No, I want to kill people.
Kill the clone! The Clone War is coming, you guys!
Hire Lena to kill him. Lena will do it. She's already got blood on her hair, so I'm killing her clone.
I'm not gonna kill someone else's clone. I'll kill my own.
So I guess Josh would... See, this is where we're all, like, emotionally in different stages of our life. Because Josh is like, I would just invest in myself. Like, hashtag woke. And I would run away. Hashtag, like, still trying to wake up. And Lena just went full left field and was like, I would murder them.
I just think it's the quickest, cleanest solution. And I know, deep down, you guys know that that is what needs to be done.
Oh my god, you could kill her, but if she looks exactly like you, you can pretend it's like your own death and then take over her entire life.
Wow.
I mean, if she was richer than me, I would do that.
Yeah, same.
The plot to the king.
The plot to the king.
Okay, can we move on
okay.
now?
Okay, yes.
What about, do we have most embarrassing moments with each other? Like you said, Mona, like, the only thing I can think of is, like, when Josh got smashed after, like, half a cup of wine.
I had more than
that. Wait, I don't think that was embarrassing. Okay.
I interpreted it as embarrassing because it exposed
I just thought it was
how
really
much
adorable.
Of a lightweight he was.
Oh. Well, I don't judge because I don't drink, so, like, I don't mind. But in I just thought enough. He was so cute. And then Angie tied his hair up. I was like, oh! You worked that hairstyle better than John D and Boys Over Flowers, bro. Like, dead ass, like the little ponytail.
Also, to be clear, the drinking age in Australia is 18, so it's, like, legal.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I can. Check yourself.
I don't know. I can't think of any embarrassing moments.
I feel like Mona, with Mona, there's no embarrassing moment because she takes everything in her stride. And
yeah, she owns it.
Yeah.
Because everything's an embarrassing moment.
No, it you'd never be able to tell if you're embarrassed or not. Because you're always, like, so, like, sure of yourself.
Oh my god. Thank god. Because I've had many. I've had so many. But thank you. That's so funny that you think that, because that's definitely not, like, me, but I've definitely tried to come off that way. Like, even reading something wrong in Korean, I feel like I'll make a joke out of it, but in my mind, I'm like, oh my god, everybody just heard me think that the Diok was, like, a Giok, and now I'm, like, gonna end my life. Like, dang, like, why am I dyslexic? Like, yeah.
But it's true, like, you really do, like, have so much, you know, I mean, like, I feel like, a trick that I learned a couple of years ago was, like, if something embarrassing happens to you, just own it and be like, wow, that was embarrassing. And then just, like, move on. Because I feel like that's a sign of growing up as well, that you're able to kind of just, I don't know, be proud of, like, the things you slip up on.
Yeah, you know what my favorite type of person is? Is, like, the person, okay, like, but the person I want to marry, such a person, like, I just, like, people I just love and, like, appreciate, are, like, it's the kind of person where it's, like, you're tying your shoes and they'll, like, wait for you. Like, it's because there's many people that just, like, you know what I mean? Like, there's this very specific, it's, like, I can't believe that's, like, it's, like, it should be the base norm, but I've noticed in, like, a lot of the people that I tend to, like, you know, do that. But another version of that is, like, if you're like, I realize that a lot of my friends are like this, and it's, like, this is why I love you, and it's, like, kind of on the hinge of, like, off the cuff of embarrassing things, but it's, like, you know when you're eating, and you're, like, talking to someone, but then something falls out of your mouth? Like,
yes.
The people who, like, see it happen, but, like, don't make a big deal out of it, and then if you're just, like, oh my god, I'm so sorry, that was disgusting, and they're, like, oh, that's fine. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like embarrassing moments are, like, oh, like that. Like, once in line for graduation, I was, like, chewing gum, and then the gum, like, fully fell out of my mouth, like, in the line of graduation, and I was, like, that was just, and I, like, all my, like, my three best friends, were last names start with G, so none of them were there to, like, cover for me, and so I was just, like, alone, and I was, like, man, like, oh. But then I remember, because I spit a lot when I talk, I remember, like, the proudest moment I had in high school was when I was, like, talking to my friend, and I could see that I spit on her, and she, like, waited a couple seconds, and then, like, just casually, like, wiped it away as if she was, like, you know, like, tired, and I was like, wow. So, like, the people who help you, like, own your embarrassing moments, like, definitely moments of growth.
That's so nice.
Yeah, to anyone listening, wait when people tie their shoes.
Yeah. And, like, you want to be the friend that, like, if your friend has, like, food stuck in their teeth, just, like, tell them and don't make a big deal out of it, because,
right,
like, you're
yes.
saving them from, like, further embarrassment to, like, someone else.
Yes. Like, oh, I hate the people that are like, ew, what is that? And it's like, just, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like it's always the people who grew up ugly that, like, help the other people who grew up ugly, because they, like, know what it was like to be ugly. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're the real ones. I mean, Mona and I have had this conversation before, but, like, I don't know. Like, I genuinely think the people who grew up ugly are, like, better, more interesting people who have more character
yes.
substance. But that's just my opinion. Like, you don't need to
yeah.
agree with that. I
wow.
think it's true, but
this is
yeah.
like
wow, or like people who yeah. I'm sorry.
No, I'm just, like, confused how we got here, because we started off with what embarrassing moments, and now we're like, ugly people have good personalities.
But I guess the tie back is like, you should learn to make your embarrassing moments into, like, growing moments, and kind of just
turn it into art. How I passed
yeah,
all
yeah.
my classes. That was really sad. Like, horrible Tinder dates, final project. Hey! Recycling that final project for another final project. Like, we're balling. Yeah, but every time I present, they're like, this is devastating. And I'm like, thank you. They're like, this is funny, but this is really sad. And I'm like, anyways, does Lena have any embarrassing moments that we've experienced? I don't know. I just don't see Lena as, like,
I think Lena's very composed. And doesn't let anything slip.
Like, oh, I think the accent contributes to it. Yes. Yes. One of my friends literally texted me. I said this to Lena, but when we first launched the podcast, she texted me and she's like, oh my god, I just stalked Lena's Instagram. She looks exactly how I think she would based off how she talks. And I was like, what does she look like? And she's like, so cute. And, like, just composed. And I was like, yes.
Oh, match them together.
Oh, she's a girl, but sure. Friend
oh,
match,
it's
yeah.
a girl. Okay, my bad.
from us, yeah. Unless you, y'all listening, want to slide in.
Yeah, at Lena.
I'm sure Lena has had embarrassing moments. Yeah. But I feel like they would only happen at, like, deep, dark, like, times of, like, at 3 a.m. And it's like, oh, no, you're barfing outside Kong. But even then, I feel like she'd make it look good for some reason. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I feel like I'm kind of the polar opposite of Mona, where I'm so terrified of, like, being embarrassed and, like, being vulnerable that I tend to just really close off and, like, I don't know, never even just put myself in those situations. Like, I'm very bad at putting myself out there is the point.
I see.
Which is why, like, I also find it really hard to, like, open up to people. And it's also why I'm so close to my family, because I feel like those are the only people that I can't be embarrassed in front of. So it can be, you know, it can be kind of toxic sometimes, but I'm working on it.
Okay, what's an example of something that you're, like, too embarrassed to, like, put yourself out there because you're, like, scared of what will happen? Like, I just want to know what that is.
There are hundreds of things that just cross my mind when you ask that question, and I don't want to say any of them because they're all, like, very doable in the moment, and I feel like I'm going to make me do it if I say it.
No, just say it.
And I'm not mentally ready for that.
Lena, just come on. What, what was one of the 100 things that cross your mind?
Like, one really, I guess, mundane thing is, like, I don't know, when I'm at home, like, with my sister, we'll watch a lot of, like, movies and shit together. So, like, we'll make a lot of references to each other and, like, do the voices and, like, accents.
That's cute.
And, like, but I would never do that, like, outside. Because, like, the worst thing is, like, when you make a reference or you do a voice and everyone's like, what is that?
Wait, Lena, having been there, like, the solution is, like, if you make a reference or do a voice, like, you just shame them for not knowing it. Like, you know, I'm trying to think of voice. Like, if you did, like, the Stitch voice and you're like, yo, what's up, Josh? Like, oh, hi, I'm family. He's like, what the fuck? Like, you don't know what Lilo and Stitch is, bro? Did you have a childhood? And then he'd feel bad. And then you need to feel bad about yourself feeling bad. You just feel bad that he didn't have a childhood. And
nice.
Then we, like, move forward. Or you find someone who, like, or you find out who the real ones are. I want to hear these voices, Lena. You should be embarrassed to do it with us. The only voice I've heard is, like, your American accent, and I love it. Like, the snooty white girl voice, my favorite. But let's hear some more. Come on, Lena. Come on.
No, see, I knew this was going to happen.
This is exactly what you feared. I'm going to...
Yeah, I know, but it's okay, because we just had to throw her into the deep end. This is why we're not best friends. It's because we haven't heard the voices yet. I guarantee this is what's stopping us from doing the best friend tag, and it's why we're doing the friend tag. Come on, Lena.
No. It's weird because, like, it's not natural. This is my promise. I'll make more of a conscious effort to, like, insert it into the conversation from now on, and then if you notice it,
or just
make a big deal
effort. Just don't fight the urges to, like, be who you want to be, man.
Okay. I gotcha.
Oh my god, I feel like that's how, like, people in high school end up with, like, horrible friends, because they're just too afraid to, like, be the weird people that they are, and they end up, like, with the superficial popular people. Anyways, moving on.
Going back to episode, like, 10 or something.
10, yeah.
Okay, something, most proud moment that you witnessed or experienced with them.
Oh my god, I have one for Josh.
Really?
I have one for Josh. Oh my god, I finally, so you know when, like, Asian parents are like, wow, like, you got into Harvard, I'm so proud. I finally have, like, a sliver of what that feels like, because Josh is a published author now.
Oh, no. I'm
like,
oh my gosh.
Like,
what?
His article was so well written that I didn't even understand it. Like, that's how good it was. Like, big brain in academia.
Wait,
he was writing about, like,
writing
about Asian NATO and, like, alliances. And yet he didn't tell anyone because he's a humble bitch. But you be sure that I told people in the Slack channel that we share.
That was so random.
Josh, you should totally humble brag to us. I feel like with your friends, you can humble brag. Like, just put in the group chat, you know?
Okay.
Otherwise, Lena's left out of the loop, and I hate nothing more than that.
But, okay.
Not yet. So I just felt proud. There's definitely, like, smaller things I'm probably proud of, but that's, like, the most immediate thing. There's definitely non-superficial, like, achievements. I'll have to think.
Yeah.
That was just the freshest from the pile.
But I was very proud of that as well. It was a lot of work.
Aww.
Yes.
I'm glad you like it.
Okay, I have one for Lena too. I have one for Lena too! Josh, your moment is over. Take your seat. Get back to your side seat.
Yes, Lena.
I think mine for Lena, especially now I'm like retroactively thinking about, I don't know if retroactively is the right word, but I'm gonna use it, like retroactively thinking about it, because Lena was just saying like how hard it is for her to like put herself out there, and I think being creative is like one of those things for Lena, because she's like, I feel like you're afraid of like what people will say about like something that you've made, because it's like, oh, it just sucks when you put so much emotion into something and you like have to admit and own up that you like did this, and they're like, this is disgusting, and you're like, oh my god, but I spent like 80 hours drawing this stick figure, like how could you do this to me? But but like, so one moment I guess I'm proud of Lena is just like, do an Aigu, man, like, because she was like, guys, like, this is gonna be like a creative push for me, and it's like, I know we're also part of it, so I'm like kind of sucking my own dick here, but like, you know, I think I'm just very proud. Okay, Josh, come on, strap in.
Come on now.
I guess I'm just very proud that Lena was able to like, I don't know, put her voice out there despite like being so like worried about like what people may think, and granted it's only her mom and like three other people and my dad, but like, hey. Proud, big step.
On a similar vein, I like distinctly remember this like one night where we were watching, it was a Saturday, and watching K-drama at Myrna's place, and we were walking back to there together,
which is all we do.
And Lena was telling me that she was very glad, it was like early during spring semester, and she was like really stressed and stuff, and she was telling me she was very glad she didn't like go out to a party and instead just like chilled with friends and just relaxed and watched Crash Landing together. And I think that was like a big growth moment, even though it seemed very and I was very proud of that.
Wow! Josh is like, oh, when Lena hung out with me, I was so proud.
I was proud of her for making the right choice.
Crazy. No. Totally. No. Yeah.
You guys, this became unexpectedly really wholesome.
Yeah, I feel gross. Ugh, it's like saying the L word. Ugh. Like, I can't.
This should be reserved for like 3 a.m.s. Not 11 a.m.
Oh my god, I literally was trying to send Josh like this podcast episode, and it was like about like intergenerational trauma and like Asian families, and he was like, I can't do this over text at 7 p.m. And I was like, okay. It's my like 12 a.m., but like whatever. Next question.
Wait, we didn't something... do...
Yeah, but I don't want to hear mine because I'm going to throw up. So we can move on to number 9.
No. I'll keep it quick. Wait, I was also going to say, like, I'm so proud of both of you for doing this with me. Like, I know Josh, like, it's been uncomfortable at times.
Yes.
And, like... Yeah, and, like, for Mona, it's, like, so much work, like, doing all the art and design and social media. And I'm, like, so proud of both of you for, like, I mean, Mona's,
I'm
like,
glad we all got to be friends.
Yeah, that's true.
Because I had big friend crushes on both of you guys. Like, Lena, I just wanted to be friends with because I was scared of her. But I thought Josh was so cool. So just the fact that they were all friends made me very proud. Like, I was crushing hard.
What? Where does that put me? Like, I'm the one that's, like, terrifying, so you have to be friends with me, otherwise, like...
No, I wanted to be friends with you, but I thought you were too cool. No, like, you know, you see the really cool popular girls who are, like, super pretty, and you're like, oh my god, like, I want to be friends with them because they seem really
cool. That is not me. That is not me at all.
Oh. Well, that's what I thought you were.
You're the, like, really fine
one. Lena, you look so good day one. Hannah backed me up on this. Hannah fully backed me up on this. Lena's just not approachable because she's just, like, so, like... Anyways, yes. I'm also just... Yeah, because Josh... Growing on this podcast, I feel like he would have never gone out and talked about like fallopian tubes or like any other trio.
100% true.
Yes, yes.
Look where we've brought him.
Yeah.
Talking about knowing reproduction better than the three females on the last episode. We love that. We love that for him. And who? Question number 8. Josh, do you want to ask this one?
Yeah. Something they taught you that you wouldn't have known without them.
God, these are good questions. I have to thank my friend.
This started off like. Very like lots of like comedy and joking around and like roasting each other, but now we're just like all crying.
It's
and...
crazy. I feel like we should like braid each other's hair now. Like, I'm like, whoa, vibes. Wow. I think that's how she meant it to be. Okay, something they taught you that you wouldn't know without them. I'm like trying to, I'm doing the little flashback sequence.
IUOST plays in the background,
yeah. IUOST part 2.
I don't know, there are actually, like, so many things that I've learned from both of you, and I'm trying to pick one thing that, like, is really representative of all of the things.
I fully can't think of anything, but I know there's something there. I feel like Josh has definitely taught me some words, because sometimes he texts me, and I have to, like, Google the definition. Like, like, that's very superficial. I feel like I literally messaged you, oh, whoa, I know what that word was. I have a screenshot of it. Was it,
it was progeny.
Progeny? Yeah. Yes. What does it mean? I remember because he said it, and then I Googled it, and then it came up in my anime subtitles later, and I was like, thank God Josh taught me the meaning of this word, because I would not be understanding the English subtitles on my anime. And I forgot what it means. It has something to do with, like, family?
Yeah, it's just your offspring.
Offspring, thank you. Josh referring to his kids as progeny. On brand. On brand.
I mean, something Lena definitely taught me was, like, how to edit music or, like, audio.
Oh, Lord. Yeah.
Which is, like...
Follow his SoundCloud, hashtag start get Josh on Instagram, hashtag get Josh on SoundCloud, hashtag Venmo Ramona, make a trend. Anyways, continue.
But that's also, like, superficial. I feel like there's like, more to it. But I guess maybe it's emblematic of, like, broader creativity that we just talked about.
Wow. Emblematic. Another word added to my vocabulary. Thank you, Josh Park.
I think from Josh, I learned how to kind of, I don't know, like, be more grounded. Because I can really get in my own head sometimes. Mm-hmm. And, like, when I was struggling during the semester, like, I would talk to Josh and he'd just be kind of, like, so calm and, like, know what to do. Like, not that, like, you know, I don't want to put the expectation on you that, like, Josh always has a roadmap of, like, where he wants to go. But he, like, tends not to overblow things mm-hmm. and, like, become really dramatic. And I think that can be a really stabilizing force. So that's, I think I learned how to manage from Josh.
Aww. I'm glad I could be there for you.
Mona's talking about how she also copied off Josh day 3 in Korean for
work. But I couldn't read his handwriting because it's trash. But it was like everyone was doing it so fast, and it's like, I can't believe you guys know the letters already. Which is like, I guess you already did. So I copied off of him, and he gave me his paper to copy off of him, but I couldn't read it because his handwriting is so bad. But I guess he gave it to me too. But yeah, retweet what Lena was saying. I think Josh in general is just very, like, level-headed. I feel like, especially when you're like I sometimes I'm like crazy and I'm like, oh, love it, and Josh is like, but isn't, like, blah blah blah, and I'm like, a whole new world. Anyways.
And Ramona, I've learned so many things. I think one really big thing is, like, just being confident in, like, your creative decisions. I mean, we're talking a lot about creativity today.
but I'm not confident in my own creative decisions, so I don't know what you're saying. Anyways.
But I don't know, like, I admired you so much for just, you know, starting your YouTube channel. Like, I was like, that's so cool. Mm. And all
Thank
your,
you,
like,
five viewers.
All your art on your Instagram. Everyone check out Mona's Instagram at Yohav Ramona. Like, I'm just blown away every single time.
Yeah.
Thank and you. Also, like, Josh, that comment was directed to Josh.
Which comment?
Get an Instagram, sir.
Instagram.
Check me out on Instagram. Anyway, sorry to cut you off.
Yeah, and also, like, more superficially, I always, like, every time I'm kind of not sure about, like, anything to do with art, I'll just text Mona, and she'll send me, like, 20 texts, like, being really detailed and giving me tips. So,
yeah, I think a lot of it is me trying to tell myself, but... Which is, like, really sad. Like, oh my god, one of, like, the best advice I got was, like, take your own advice. And I was like, a whole new world. But, like, crying. That's why my voice was crying.
Three tears.
Yeah. Oh my god, I have another thing for Josh. I guess it's another not something one. That he taught me. But you know how Josh is just, like, very grounded? I think it's because I've never had, like, a deep conversation with Josh, like, walking back from fair where I'm like, oh my god, my life's up. But it's like, I think Josh, like, always comments on my videos and is always just so supportive, like, no matter what. And I think those, like, little things is, like, what gives you confidence to, like, continue. I'm not, like, my voice isn't cracking because I'm crying, okay? Like, I'm catching whatever Lena has through the screen. But yeah, I think it's just, like, I think with, like, a lot of my friends from home too, it's like, it's just, like, those people who are like, oh, this is really great, and you're like, oh my god, like, I didn't know I needed that to, like, you know, do it again. But yeah.
That's so true. Like, actually, I know they listen to this. I need to give a shout out to our first supporters, Chloe, who is our guest. Always, like, at the very beginning when we launched Igle, she would text me. She'd be like, "This is so exciting! Like, I'm so
where
happy
was her
you
text
guys.
To us?"
And, like, my friend Jasmine. Hi, Jasmine. I know that you're really busy because you're also pre-med, but when you do listen to this eventually, thank you so much for, like, I had, you know, Jasmine and, like, some other friends, they would just always, like, be like, oh, that latest episode was so funny, and, like, oh, I left a review, and, like, just stuff like that, and, like, little things like that really, I don't know, really helps. Because we're not here trying to become mega famous, you guys. I mean, Mona and I always joke about it. We're like, when Igle takes off, we're dropping out. This is our career. But we
Alina, like... I'm not joking. Guys, help me drop out. This is my career.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. See, if this takes off, I will be dropping out of Harvard College.
Igle Productions. Josh will be the financial manager. Lena will be the CEO. CEO. We'll have CEO. A clothing line. We'll have makeup.
Yeah, anyway. So
we'll,
like,
recruit more people so we can play Among Us. Anyways.
When we're starting this, like, kind of small, almost, like, local venture, I don't know, like, I'm so grateful for everyone who just stuck with us and were really supportive from the beginning.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. Can I shout out my friend too?
Yes, go.
Okay, so this is my friend from Neopets. Hi, other Josh. Oh my god, it's so funny because like, wait, we don't have time for that story. I'll tell that story another time. But I met this person like through the internet, and I literally can't remember like how. I think it's because I was like in a spur of like adding people from Neopets to be my real life friends. So I was like, hey, add me on Instagram. And thankfully, none of them turned out to be murderers. Only one was like kind of questionable, but I blocked her. But like, I'm just like shocked because he's like, because when it came out, he's like, bitch, you need to release more episodes. Like my drives are boring. Like why is it just Wednesday? Like come on, like you gotta like get on the upkeep, or like you know, like when people live tweet you when they're listening to something. So it's like, it's not to prove that they're listening to something, but it's like, oh, you know that they like actually like listen to it and enjoy it. So yeah, thank you other Josh for supporting, I guess, other Australian Josh. Hashtag clone wars, hashtag will Josh Park come and kill you, we don't know. I can't believe the hour kind of flew past. I thought we were gonna like roast each other. I guess this means that we're like really friends now.
We went from drifting apart from question three to just like really reminiscing about all our bonding moments.
Really, like all three of them.
I was trapped into this. If I wasn't sick, I would not have been that wholesome. It's just because my brain is like not on full function. Open the gate.
Let the feelings flow out. Should we do the outro? Unless we want to do the other questions, but it's already been an hour. Surprisingly.
Yeah. I think this is a nice place to stop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On a high note.
On a high note, thanking all of our supporters.
Before we talk about like,
as if we've won some award.
Thank you.
We don't need an award when we have you.
Oh, let's put that on the t-shirt. Wow.
This is, again, I'm telling you, this is how Josh is literally going to be a player without knowing it, because he says these things, and then there's, like, going to be some, I firmly stand by this theory. Like, I have to keep saying it to, like, make Josh aware that this is going to happen. Like, I'm telling you. Anyway, like one walk back from the quad and she's gonna be asking for advice and she's gonna be like, oh my god, Josh is so grounding, like I think I'm in love with this man, and Josh will be like, wow, that was a great Tuesday night. Like like normal night, like let's go.
Anyways, on that wholesome note,
anyways,
thank you all for coming to the IG podcast. Yeah, I got nothing more to say. This has been,
there's other things that need to be said.
Yeah, you can follow us on Instagram at Aigu Podcast.
Oh, sorry.
Email us.
I just slipped up.
At aigupodcast@gmail.com. And while you're listening to this, you know, take a little adventure to the Apple. I don't know what that voice was. Lena, I'm encouraging you to use yours. Take a little adventure to the podcast app and leave a spicy confession with a 5-star review for us. And remember, hashtag get Josh on Instagram. Hashtag get Josh a SoundCloud.
Hashtag Aigu.
Hashtag get Aigu a Venmo so we can hashtag get Aigu some mics. Thank you so much for coming, and we'll see you in the next one.